Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We join back with Michael Heck, president and CEO of GNO Inc. Michael, the Ida disaster relief bill has passed, and it's quite a bit of money here for us locally.
Yeah, it's a $2 billion relief bill for the 21-22 disasters. The significance of it is that it explicitly allows utilities like Entergy to use this money. Typically or previously, for-profit utilities like Entergy would not be able to get federal relief money, so they would just have to ask the ratepayers, us, to pay the full freight of the disaster. But now that this funding around will allow Entergy to use the money, it should reduce the costs that are going to be passed on to you and me and the people of New Orleans and Louisiana.
That's important in light of some of the early reports coming out of Florida that they had actually hardened the distribution transmission line corridors and otherwise there in Florida. And early indications were that they were able to restore energy relatively quick.
Yeah, if you look at Tampa and that area, the lines that were underground, not surprisingly, did well. And so it is important that we have funding available to mitigate and bury. And if there is going to be something passed on to the ratepayers, I would much rather that be money to harden our system instead of just recover a system that's going to be vulnerable again. So the fact that now that for-profit utilities can get the support actually is significant, and hopefully we can now turn our attention to hardening so that we can get our power back on quickly like they did in lots of parts of Western Florida.
And I'm sure you are responsible for coining the name of this new initiative, Newbie to Nurse. Tell us about that.
I am. Well, I'd had a cup of coffee when I was sending these notes to you, and Newbie to Nurse just came to mind, and before anybody could stop me, I texted you, and now it's on air when hundreds of thousands of people are listening to us. Basically, you know, as we know, there's a big crisis, always has been, in the healthcare sector. There's a particular need for licensed practical nurses, but soon there's going to be a free three-year path to becoming an LPN starting in the 11th grade. It's going to be developed by the Delgado Charity School of Nursing, Ochsner Health, and the New Orleans Career Center. There's going to be a recruiting. The recruiting is going to start in January. So anybody that wants to know more about becoming a licensed practical nurse, an LPN, can go to the Delgado or the New Orleans Career Center or the Ochsner websites.
We need to do more of this, right?
We do. I think that we're very clever. We're like a Latter-day Smothers Brothers. People are really appreciating this. There are people going over to the causeway, driving across that long bridge, just going over the edge because they can't take it anymore. And I apologize. It's not fair to put you in this position.
As always, I love it. Michael, you have a special guest today on a very important issue, by the way.
Yeah, this is a great one. And you know, Newell, like you're pretty smart. I'm pretty smart. But then there's Scott Kennedy smart, and he is our guest today. Fascinating guy. He just wrote a very extensive white paper for us on the National Flood Insurance Program and particularly Risk Rating 2.0. Scott is a Louisiana native, but then got to Washington, D.C. by way of Malawi in sub-Saharan Africa, where he was raised. He worked for Congressman Richard Baker. He worked in HUD. What they say that, you know, you've got the brains, we've got the looks. Scott's definitely got the brains. We're trying to figure out the second part, but it's great to have Scott with us to talk about his
Scott,
paper.
God bless you, my friend. Scott, God bless you.
Well, thank you. My wife did tell me this morning. She said, "You know, you do have the face and personality for radio." So, I'm just happy to be here with you guys and talk about the work that we did, because I think it's going to be really important, particularly for Southeast Louisiana and for every community where access to the National Flood Insurance Program makes the difference in after a disaster, whether or not you can rebuild your home or rebuild your business. How quickly your kids can get back to school and how quickly you can get back to work. So it's an important program and it's important work, and I've appreciated the opportunity to work with GNO Inc. now a couple of times on this issue.
So you analyzed the impacts of this new risk rating 2.0 initiative by FEMA, and you looked at several states as well. What did you take away from your findings?
Sure, that's a great question. I think there are four main things that I would like folks to take away from the research that we've done. First is that we verified and validated that there is overwhelming evidence that the cost of flood insurance is directly related to the amount of flood insurance that's purchased and the number of flood insurance policies that are purchased on an annual basis. That price really, really does matter. This is a problem because NFIP's kind of gone all in on the use of price and premium increases so that people can understand their flood risk. And this is counterintuitive and counterproductive. It drives people out of the program. That was a major finding. Second is that under this new rating system, most policyholders are going to see a significant increase in their full risk premium. We looked at how FEMA has set up risk rating 2.0 premium calculations. Then we looked at other third parties who are reputable, who have done a lot of this work. And what we found is that most flood insurance premiums are deficient. There's a range by how much they need to increase. There was reports in Louisiana that FEMA has found that on average flood insurance premiums need to increase by 122% to be actuarially sound under this new system. Other people who have used a similar methodology say nationwide that premiums are going to need to increase by 450%. So both of those are a lot more than what people are paying now, and that really plays back into that issue of price. The third thing is what I would say is kind of some of the program guardrails that GNO Inc., working with our Louisiana congressional delegation back in 2014 to put in place, particularly on premium increases, are kind of gone. They applied to the old rating system, and risk rating 2.0 is a new rating system, and the only guardrail that applies to it is the 18% cap on annual premium increases. And so that's a big change, and that has public policy implications. It has implications at the household level. And because of that and the rate of increases and things like there's just a lot that's unknown. And we need people to buy flood insurance. We need to know what FEMA is going to do in terms of its annual premium increase. And we need to know where they want to end up. So what I say that is we need to know where they're going to go. And how they're going to go to get there, because that really makes an impact in our communities, helps property owners need that information to be able to prepare for what's coming.
All right, we're going to continue this conversation after we get to a break. We're visiting with C. Scott Kennedy, owner of Tombola Strategy. We'll be right back. We're talking about risk rating 2.0, your flood insurance policies, folks. Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with C. Scott Kennedy, owner of Tombola Strategy. They did a white paper addressing risk rating 2.0 impacts on premium affordability on behalf of GNO Inc., and Michael Heck joins us as well. Scott, if market penetration is going to be the driving force relative to pricing of premiums here, What's the best course of action to market this? I mean, there's been a reluctance. A lot of people are willing to take the risk. They don't. They didn't buy it at $400 or $350. What makes FEMA think they're going to buy it at, you know, $3,000 or $800 or anything north of that number?
No, that's a great question. I'm sure it's one that Michael has asked. Why did we need a paper like this to answer a question like that? Look, the number one thing we need is people in this program. We have to remember that every premium dollar that goes into the National Flood Insurance Program is one less dollar that has to be appropriated from the U.S. Treasury for disaster response. It means that people get back on their feet a lot quicker. You talked about Hurricane Ida recovery money. How long ago was Hurricane Ida? That's a long wait for assistance. That's a lot of suffering.
Yeah.
And the NFIP program helps cut through that. We can get people back on their feet. And so one of the things that we're looking at is we're suggesting that that we should put some of these guardrails back in, that keep people in the program. One of them is a 9% annual premium increase cap that you can increase anywhere between 1% to 9% annually. And then second is some people are just going to be – they need the coverage, but they're not going to be able to afford it. And so we need Congress to pass legislation to establish a flood insurance affordability program that helps people who are really faced with that decision that you're talking about, where how can I pay for this? I can't pay for my house. I can't pay for my my kid's school uniform or whatever because they got the flood insurance bill. Gives them an opportunity to get the coverage and to keep it affordable for them and for their particular situation. So those are a couple of things that we've suggested. We've suggested some other things, but those are two big ones that we believe affect the participation variable that you talked about.
Have we looked at the math behind whether or not if by policy we made this mandatory if you had a mortgage on your property?
So those are always interesting questions about how do we expand participation and can we expand participation through the use of policy levers like that. So if you have a mortgage, no matter where you are, you have to have the coverage. So on paper, that sounds like a good plan. As somebody who advanced in Congress some legislative proposals along those lines, I still have the scars from those debates. People aren't very excited about that. But what we do see is a little more subtle use of that policy lever, that mandatory purchase policy lever. So, for example, if after the 2016 floods in Southeast Louisiana, you accepted restore program money or federal assistance to repair your home, then you're required to have flood insurance on that property going forward. So that is an effect and expansion of the mandatory flood purchase requirement. It just uses a little bit of a different mechanism, and people seem more open and accepting of that because your property has indeed actually sustained flood loss. Because people, and we discussed this in the paper, and I won't bore you with it, although I recommend it to you. The decision-making process to purchase flood insurance is very, very interesting, makes for very interesting reading. And there are a lot of reasons why people buy, and then there are a lot of reasons why people choose not to. And we want more people to buy.
No, absolutely. Michael, final thoughts?
It's an outstanding paper, and if you're a little bit intimidated by this whole conversation and the man C. Scott Kennedy, there's a summary that's one page, which is what people like me and Newell use. It's at csfi.info. That's Coalition for Sustainable Flood Insurance. It's csfi.info. Please have a look and know that Gina Wink and the Coalition for Sustainable Flood Insurance are going to keep fighting for affordable insurance for Louisiana.
And that's why Scott made straight A's and you and I made C's. We were average. We studied
thank you,
the
John,
summary.
Absolutely.
Scott, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate all the work that you've done on this endeavor. And Michael, same to you. Thank you for joining us as well.
Thank you, Noel. Thank you, Scott.
We'll be right
thank
back.
You both.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.